Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an acquired taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson, your black coffee drinking, black see-through clothes wearing. 2023 is about getting hotter and more emotionally volatile, friend.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney, your meaner but more successful. I haven't washed my car in over a year. I'm traveling internationally in 2 weeks, and I haven't seen my passport in over a year, friend.
And every week, Kathleen and I get together to talk about our lives, topics we're curious about, and what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. Kathleen, this week is your week.
Yes.
What have you brought to the table to teach us?
Bethany, CES, which is a big tech conference.
Yeah, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes, happens in Vegas every year. Today is January 3rd. We're recording this a little bit early, mm-hmm. so it's happening this week, hasn't happened yet. But there's all of this new smart kitchen stuff that is out from Samsung.
Ooh, Simply Connected.
And from their Bespoke collection, Bethany. Oh. So I am talking about smart kitchen gadgets and appliances that we all need for 2023.
Fabulous. I love the Consumer Electronics Show. It is just something I look at with fear because I don't trust technology, and you do.
I love technology.
Yeah, I find it scary.
There is a piece of technology that I think that you might find intriguing and you might want to participate in it.
Okay.
Have you seen this trend online? I don't know if you're like up on the home decor trends on Instagram.
Of course not.
Rechargeable light bulbs.
Oh, wait, no, but this seems like a thing we should have had a long time ago.
Yes, because the best way to create that like hygge, witchy vibe in your house is with multiple light sources.
Yes, definitely.
And so now you can buy like an old lamp. You don't have to worry about putting it in a spot in your house where it needs to be plugged in. Literally cut the cord on that lamp and then put your rechargeable light bulbs in the lamp. It's pretty cool.
Okay, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited about this.
Anyway.
So, gentle listener, if you've been a longtime listener to this podcast, you may notice a few changes that we've made.
Yes.
We have a bit of a new intro script.
Changes.
We have a new slogan for this podcast.
We do.
Which is, Kathleen?
We are curious weirdos.
The podcast for curious weirdos.
Uh-huh.
And we are changing the format a little bit. So in the past, where we have both come with a topic that we teach the other person and you, gentle listener.
Yeah.
Instead now, we are doing one topic per episode.
Uh-huh.
So one of us takes the week off. One of us does a topic that is going to be the bulk of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You get two segments to talk about your topic, where it is normally we would each do one segment.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a little bit at the end that we are calling Pop Culture Coffee Break.
That's it. That's
right. Is that what it is?
Pop Culture Coffee Break.
We're still figuring it out. where we're just going to chat again for like what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
What is interesting us. And then we will do our normal end where we do what we learned and all that stuff. But we just kind of wanted to shake things up, maybe see if you like it. We would love your feedback.
Yes.
If you like doing the one topic only or if you prefer two topics. I don't know if we'll change and go back or what we will do. But this is, we just wanted to try something new.
We're shaking things up.
Yeah. So Kathleen, you sent me a list of questions.
Well, yeah, because it's the top of the year and a lot of times people make resolutions to reintroduce themselves.
Yeah, you're right.
But also, Bethany, like you and I are great friends. We're business partners. Maybe we need to reintroduce each other to each other.
Yes, rediscover the person in our life.
There you go, Bethany.
Yeah. Yep.
The podcast version of A Couple's Retreat.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Did you see that movie, Couple's Retreat?
A long time ago, maybe.
They each got like a wooden animal that represented their relationship. And I was like, that's so cool.
Wait, who is the wooden animal that, what's the wooden animal that represents our relationship?
Well, this is the question, right?
Yeah.
I would think, would they just give us a horse's ass? Would they just give us the back portion of a horse?
Maybe you and I are hamsters.
Goldfish.
Underrated. Likes to stay at home in a confined space.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of cute.
I agree. I think that, I think maybe a middle child, not given quite the attention maybe they feel they deserve,
Bethany,
but fun overall.
You were the middle child. Do you feel that you weren't given quite the attention you deserve?
No, I was problematic as a child enough that I demanded it. I am the reason everyone in my family is in therapy.
Are you the reason? Are you the sibling that everybody's happy to have in their life, but glad that you live far away?
I think so. And also, like, if a family, like, our family is great because we all are in therapy.
Uh-huh.
But I started that because we all had to go to family therapy because of me.
Again,
emotionally volatile.
Is that when you had your mental breakdown?
Yes. Well, no. The first time I made everyone go to therapy was when I was, like, in high school.
Oh, okay.
And I decided to stop eating.
Oh.
So we all had to go to therapy to figure out why Bethany wasn't eating.
Mm.
And then when I was 25, I had my big nervous breakdown. Mm. And then we all had to go to family therapy again, but separately, because at this point, my parents were divorced. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Bethany, hi. Okay. You know what this reminds me of? There is a show right now, an excellent program on Hulu called Fleischman Is Not Okay.
Okay.
And it is about this couple who are getting divorced.
Fun.
And you're really on the side of the husband until the story kind of flips and you find out what's happening with the wife.
Oh.
And I don't want to give too much away, but basically I think that I am not alone being in my 30s and sort of like not knowing what I'm doing with my life and where did my youth go, and I had so much potential and my potential is just sort of like poof, it's gone, and I only really enjoy spending time with the people who knew me when I had potential in me because they still see that potential in me and they don't see that everything has gone down the drain.
Gone to hell. How's your 2023 going so far, gentle listener?
Okay.
Falling apart at the seams.
Getting to know you. Okay, Bethany.
Yeah.
If you found a dead body in your hotel room, what would you do?
Are we giving honest answers or the answers society would like us to give?
Oh, no. Honest answers. And here, I'm going to like throw a little like something else into the situation. You walk in.
Yeah.
It looks like you've murdered this person because your stuff is already in the room, but you have not murdered this person. What do you do?
So like the porter, is that a word? The porter brought my luggage up for me.
Uh-huh.
And then left, and then someone was murdered.
Yes.
And then I came in.
Yeah, and maybe the porter also unpacked some of your cosmetics.
Oh, no.
And so it looks like you'd been in there for a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different answer.
Okay.
I would immediately call the cops because I don't want I'm not even going to step in the room.
Okay.
I don't want my fingerprints anywhere. Now, if I came in and the room was clean, I had all of my luggage with me, and the body was just there, first thing I do.
You check out the body.
Well, I check the body to see if it was a natural death or if it had been murdered.
Mm.
But I'd maybe look at the wallet.
I would too.
Just to kind of see who it was.
I mean, if they're dead, do they really need that 20?
I mean, 2023, hotter, more emotionally volatile, meaner, but more successful. Am I going to take the cash? Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
You can't take it with you when you're gone.
Have I had a bad day?
That's what Neil's grandfather used to say every time he wrote us a check. I can't take it with me when I'm gone.
If I've had a bad day, I'm taking the cash and calling the cops. If I've had a good day, I'm leaving the body as is. I'm probably doing some kind of blessing over him, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sending his soul up and then calling the cops.
Okay.
What would you do? The room is covered in blood.
Okay, so if it's a murder, I'm not taking any of the valuables.
No, of course not. You can't.
But if it's a natural death, does that corpse need an Apple Watch?
Meaner and more successful. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a question I love. And by the way, these are all from the website
Parade.com. Do you know that like smaller insert in the Sunday paper?
I love this. Kathleen.
Yeah.
What characteristics would your nemesis have if you had a nemesis?
Oh, okay. My nemesis would be on time all the time.
Wait, I'm your nemesis.
You kind of are.
It's just like she's blonde. She's taller than me. She lives upstate.
Her name is Bethany. Listen, I've said it before. All the most complicated relationships I have in my life are with people whose names start with B.
It's just two people, and it just sounds like you know two people whose names start with B.
It's you and my brother, Bert.
We're both just people.
Okay. My arch nemesis would be able to eat whatever she wanted and not ever gain a pound.
Never.
And also, she would hold herself up to expectations that she could actually meet. Okay,
triggering.
What would your arch nemesis, what are the characteristics there?
She is well connected to people. So like she can get anywhere really easily in terms of her career because she just knows who to ask.
Yeah. Oh, if I said to your arch nemesis, hey, do you want to go see Hamilton tonight?
Yeah.
She'd be like, no problem. I'll get us tickets in 2 minutes.
Absolutely. She'd also be like, hey, I would really like to be cast in this film. And then she just would be because she knows everyone.
Oh, yeah.
She also looks exactly like me.
Uh-huh.
But like the reenactment version of me. You know, like on shows where, like a true crime show where it's like the person the crime happened to then they do the reenactment and that person is a version of that person but hotter.
Yes, right? Yes. Always better looking, right? Better skin.
It would be exactly my type, but hotter. So she gets all the roles and everything is a little bit easier for her because we do still live in a world.
Yeah.
I was once dating this guy.
Yeah.
Who, whatever, he had dark hair, he was like dark skin, and I was tall and blonde. So like this was the couple we struck, right?
Gotcha.
This is what we looked like. He was short, dark, I was tall, blonde.
A yin and a yang.
A yin and a yang. We saw a couple walk by who was the 2.0 version of us. She was a little bit taller than me and she looked like a supermodel.
Oh my God.
And blonde and pale.
Yeah.
He was like the same height as my boyfriend, same hair, same skin color, but a little buffer and a little hotter.
Oh,
and we were like, oh no!
I hate it when that happens.
It's like you put us through a filter.
I hate it when that happens.
Anyway, that would be my nemesis. And she would also be so kind.
Yeah.
So everyone loved her.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, because you're the meanest bitch I know.
Stop it!
I'm joking. All right. Why do they say, and I don't know, I think about this a lot. Mm. Why do they say, I slept like a baby last night? Because truly, babies, they wake up like every 4 hours. Like, why do people say that?
This is a great question.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because when babies do sleep, they don't worry about anything.
Oh.
Right? They don't have the weight of the world on their shoulders, and they're not concerned about their mortgage.
Unencumbered slumber.
Unencumbered slumber.
What is that like? Unenslumber.
Unenclumbered.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, oh, did I do my face routine?
Yeah, right? Babies don't care. No, babies have the skin of a baby. They don't give a... They don't worry about anything. Let's do one more.
Okay.
What music would you choose to play every time you walk into a room?
Oh, genre or specific song?
Song. Like you're a football player, you know?
Yeah.
And they play a song. I think every time that particular football player runs onto this field, is that a thing they do?
Yeah.
So like, let's pretend your life is a sport.
Okay.
Every time you enter a room, a song plays.
Oh.
What song is it?
Oh my goodness. I want to do something that makes people feel really uncomfortable, but also like, look at me like, what's she up to?
Yeah.
What's that song? She's a really kinky girl.
She's a super freak.
The kind you don't bring home to mama.
She's a super freak.
That's what I want.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine would be,
because people would be like, wow, she's a super freak. I need to find out more.
Right. But she's the kind you don't bring. And then you don't have to go to people's mom's houses because they know not to bring you there.
Yeah. And I don't want to go anyway because, you know, mom, sometimes her cooking's not so good.
It's too much.
Yeah.
I would want the song. Do you know the song Tear You Apart by She Wants Revenge?
I can't say that I do.
Okay. It's a dope ass song. We'll put a clip in right here. I'll play a clip for you right here. Hold on. So it's kind of like a spooky, fun song.
Oh, Bethany, I instantly love any song that lends itself to doing the robot.
Yes, it does.
It does. And I just picture you walking into a room. You have a suitcase, not the kind with roller wheels.
No.
You're just holding a regular old fashioned handle suitcase. And all of a sudden you fling it open. A cape comes out of it and you throw it over your head. And all of a sudden you've disappeared.
The only reason that's a bad song is because you can't strut to it. It's a little bit too slow or too fast.
You have to strut like a robot.
You have to. Yeah. So I would maybe want it like sped up or slowed down a little bit so I could strut to it.
I think it's a lot to ask someone to make a remix so it can be the soundtrack to your life. But go ahead, reach out to the band.
Meaner and more successful. Oh, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Oh, gentle listener.
Oh, no. Is it a calamity?
It's a calamity. I know that I owe my hair a big apology.
You look so upset right now.
Because I have devastated my hair with heat products in the past. I already have lightened hair.
Yeah.
And then I go at it with a blow dryer and a curling iron and a hairspray, straight iron. I'm either curling it or I'm straightening it.
You truly owe the world to your hair.
I am so sorry, hair. So if you are like me and you're struggling to have longer and thicker hair after years of just slapping the hell out of it.
I did not appreciate my hair when it was thick.
Give Vegamore a try.
I'm with you, Bethany. I use my hair revitalizing serum from Vegamore every single morning, part of my routine.
Yeah.
I use the shampoo and the conditioner first in the shower. I love the shampoo.
It's great. It smells so good, too.
Right? And also, the conditioner leaves my hair tangle-free.
Nice.
Which, because I'm over-bleached, I have a problem with.
Yeah.
And then I get out, and very methodically, I part my hair in different parts of my scalp, and I put my serum in, and I use the very tips of my fingers to rub it into my scalp, and I have seen such a difference in my hair since I started using Vegamore. It's unreal.
I use their brow serum on my sparse eyebrows, which are not sparse anymore.
No, you're looking a lot more like Brooke Shields these days.
Thank you. I noticed a couple of new hairs this morning in my eyebrows on bald patches. So it's crazy. This stuff actually works.
Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair health. The Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit works together to create visibly thicker hair, and that is because it improves your hair directly from the roots.
Yeah. Dennis has had a hair transplant. He's super open about it.
Yeah.
And he has to continue to use products on his head to try and keep that hair growing and nice and thick.
Yeah.
He said Vegamore is the only shampoo and conditioner he will use from now on. He loves it so much, not just because it promotes more hair growth,
yeah,
but it keeps the hair he has thicker and sleeker and more easy to manage.
And all of their products are cruelty-free and never contain parabens or hormones.
So don't let the damage of the past hold your hair back. See your hair's full potential with Vegamore.
Go to vegamore.com/taste and then use the code TASTE to save 20% on your first order.
That's vegamore.com/taste with the code TASTE to save 20% at vegamore.com/taste.
Bethany, let's talk about something that makes you uncomfortable.
Yes, sex.
Yes, sex and also smart kitchen gadgets.
Oh no, I hate smart kitchen gadgets. They're going to lock you in your own home and bake you alive.
So Samsung just yesterday released just like sort of a news briefing of everything that they are showing the public at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas this year. It's happening. It happened last week, but we're recording a little bit early. Okay. So are you familiar with the Samsung Bespoke collection?
I had no idea that electronics could have a bespoke. Is bespoke, can you, what does bespoke mean?
Bespoke means like one of a kind, handcrafted,
okay,
not manufactured.
I assumed it meant like elite for a small group of people.
Yeah, that's a kind of like that's okay. Kind of what it means. Like if you go into a bespoke dress shop,
yeah,
someone's making a one of a kind dress, maybe just for you, or maybe they've only made a handful of these dresses.
Small batch,
exactly.
Okay, yeah. Small batch dresses.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't realize that electronics could do this.
Okay, well, they can't, and it's kind of a buzzword.
Okay.
And so sometime last year, or maybe the year before, but it only became on my radar last year, Samsung has this collection of bespoke refrigerators and ovens and dishwashers, and basically it's like having a phone case, but for your appliances.
Oh.
So you can change the color of your appliances.
So it's like a a front you can sort of crack on there.
Yeah. So I like it because I like everyday objects and fun, cool colors.
Kathleen loves color.
Kathleen does love color.
Yeah.
And it's always been my dream to have a pink fridge.
Totally.
And then like an orange stove.
But you have to pay extra for those Smeg fridges that come in, you know, like a light green
don't
color.
Don't even get me started on Smeg because I was in an Airbnb with a Smeg once and it was the fridge was so small that we had to store some of our food outside in the cold.
It's like living in New York. You pay extra for less.
I know. Okay. So anyway, bespoke fridge. This is the new update to the Samsung collection, Bethany. Okay. The bespoke four-door flex refrigerator with the Family Hub Plus has a 32-inch screen built into the refrigerator so you can stream your favorite shows, share photos, check the status of your connected devices, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are all the four doors for?
This is actually very cool because I only got a full size fridge for the first time in my life last year.
Yeah. You can put a whole body in there.
I just love the side by side refrigerator and freezer.
But it's so the freezer's on one side, the fridge is on the other.
Yes, yes. But then you open up the fridge and then there's another door to open up so you can keep the drinks behind, you know, where the produce tends to freeze.
There's like a false front.
There's a false front, like a secret hidden door.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Okay. And then, okay. Are you someone who, God, I feel like I'm just going to be a meh, meh, meh.
No, it's fine. I mean, I really don't. I dislike stacking my seltzers on top of my bell peppers.
Yeah, of course.
So a fridge like this really would be like all of my dreams come true.
This is a life changer for
you. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Do you feel like in your kitchen up to this point, you have lacked a screen on your fridge that tells you how everyone's phones are doing battery-wise?
This is the one thing that I don't know if I need, but I want it because it's cool.
Yeah.
Because, like, just imagine standing in your kitchen in the morning and you pull up the family calendar and you're drinking your coffee and you're going through the family calendar on a 32-inch screen that's connected to your refrigerator.
Yeah, that's a big screen.
That sounds kind of cool, right? Like, Sally's got soccer today, and I have a meeting. I have drinks in the city, and also the plumber is coming.
Question.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do you find it frustrating that you have to stay standing at your fridge to make sure you can see all this stuff?
I mean, if you've been sleeping all night, it's good to stand anyway. I just don't see a world in where I am like going to like stream a Netflix show on my fridge because my counter is like my back would be to the fridge anyway.
Right, right. And this feels, again, every time we talk about CES, which is every year.
Yes, yes, yes.
I always bring up the clip from the Today Show, which I have not been able to find online, which is years and years and years ago. Al Roker was covering new tech, yeah. And there was a guy there who showed him a surfboard that had a screen in it,
yeah.
So you could like check your messages while you were surfing. And Al Roker said something to the effect of, "This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen."
Oh my God, it's amazing.
That's how I feel anytime companies are like, it's the thing you love, and we've added a screen.
Okay.
And they're always trying to add screens to fridges, and I feel like it has never taken off.
Okay, but then you could like write notes to yourself, like a Post-it, but your fridge isn't cluttered with that.
But then you forget you have a Post-it because it's not there. It's on your screen that you have to open and then access the Post-its.
Do you keep magnets with things on your fridge?
No, because our fridge is not magnetized.
What in the world?
And it is the worst.
Oh, but there are some people, Bethany, like purists, and I don't know if I could be friends with somebody who was like, oh, I don't keep anything on my fridge. I like a clean, sleek look.
Yeah.
Because of course, I've got invitations and tickets and I don't know, just random pieces of paper.
My mother.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
A thing. I have a thing about magnets. I love magnets.
Yeah.
My mother was in jolly old England a few weeks ago. She brought me back a King Charles III magnet.
Oh, where are you going to put that now?
Nowhere, because my fridge isn't magnetized.
You're going to have to get some double stick tape and put that on your fridge.
Yes, mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah, but there are some people that are like, I don't deal with that fridge clutter. Well, maybe you don't have happiness in your life.
Yeah, maybe you're sad all the time.
Okay, well, this Samsung bespoke four-door flex fridge will run you about $4,000.
Oh no. How much is a regular run-of-the-mill fridge?
Like $1,200 for a decent one.
That feels Still expensive, but more doable.
Yeah, exactly. But Bethany, do these other fridges that are cheaper have an active fresh filter that kills 99.99% of bacteria?
No.
See, it comes with cool things.
I mean, that's cool. Yeah. I like that. It probably makes your lettuce last longer. It doesn't get so wet and drainy.
Okay. Another cool update from the Samsung Bespoke Collection, Bethany. This is you and Dennis need this.
Okay.
Tell you why. You guys are Twitchers.
Yeah, we're Twitchers.
You stream on Twitch.
We're actively coming off of medication and drugs.
Bethany, the Samsung Bespoke AI oven will let you stream your cooking food from inside of the oven.
To an audience or just to your phone so you can see how it's doing?
Both. So people who are content creators in the food world, they can now live stream from inside of their oven. Now, gentle listener, this is an audio form of media, but Bethany is sitting here. She, with her thumb and her forefinger, she is resting the bridge of her nose in that little crevice of her fingers. You look just like somebody has knocked the wind out of you.
I'm becoming a real get off my lawn person, and I know that. Okay, I actually am going to give them this.
Okay.
That's cool if you want to record it.
Yeah.
And then like speed it up or use the footage in your film so you can have like a sped up, so we can see the popover, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
In the oven. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good on them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that anyone cares about me enough to want to watch the food I'm cooking cook in real time.
Okay.
The hubris.
Bethany, but you and Dennis, you stream on Thursdays.
Uh-huh, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
To 6 p.m. or 7 p.m.?
To 8 p.m.
8 p.m., wow.
We stay up late.
Okay, all right. So then maybe you're going to do a late night snack, and then in the middle of your stream, you pop some brownies into the oven, and then people can watch the brownies. Or I don't know, maybe your late night snack is savory, maybe like a lasagna, and then Twitch can add like another box that's your AI oven, so they know that the stream is over when your lasagna or your brownies are done.
And so just in the corner,
yeah,
like a picture in picture,
yeah,
my brownies are baking.
And then wouldn't it be great if I could log into your Twitch stream and be like, Bethany and Dennis, somebody go check, the cheese is bubbling over.
This one,
yeah,
there are times where I feel truly out of touch of what people want and like what the newest thing is.
Yeah, but who's in touch and how do you even get there anyway?
Well, the Samsung people apparently are enough to think that people are going to care to watch someone's food cook in real time. Like, it's one thing if you're making shrinky dinks that shrink in a few seconds. But even brownies are what, like 12 minutes?
Yeah, depending on...
12 minutes is a long time to just sit and watch something that's literally just sitting there.
Depends if you're using a metal pan or a glass pan.
You know what?
I think that it mostly the feature is so people can check on their food without having to open the oven, because you do mess with temperatures when you open the oven.
That makes sense.
Additionally, the oven has this feature where it can identify the food and it'll let you know if it's burning.
Okay.
Right, which I think is kind of cool.
That's nice. My nose tells me that too, but whatever. All right.
The technology recognizes 80 different foods.
Like what? Do they say what they recognize?
No, they don't provide a list.
I hope it's culturally sensitive and it's a bunch of different foods.
And also based on what you're cooking, it can recommend temperature and cooking settings.
Okay. You know what? Okay. There's some of this I like.
Okay. So, all right. Here is an appliance, a smart kitchen appliance I found that isn't like a new CES appliance, but I wanted to tell you about it.
Okay.
You know how in a Keurig you pop in a pod and you get a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Well, there is a smart tortilla maker.
What?
Where you pop in a pod with all the ingredients for a fresh tortilla. I know. Can you even believe this happens? It's called the Flattev, and you can find it on flatev.com.
Okay.
Simply take some pods with the perfect amount of ingredients. You pop it in without the hassle of baking. Flattev is a cultural canvas for bringing together worldly flavors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are the pods plastic?
Yes.
See, that's the thing about pods.
That's why I gave up my Keurig. I didn't want to do the plastic pods anymore.
I know that they have like reusable pods that you can buy and yeah. they're like silicone.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my only issue with this.
You would want this?
No. I wish that it was something where you put in your own ingredients yeah. and then it made like a bread maker. Yeah. You know, we just got a bread maker for Christmas. We're oh. eating nothing but bread.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's great. It's great.
Oh.
It makes it for you. You know, yeah. bakes it. It's like 40 years old. But I feel like the thing of having a thing that makes the thing for you is that you can do a bunch of different things yeah. and try them all. And like, I'm going to try to add oatmeal to my tortilla, but that's not an option because it's a pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what if I want to add flaxseed to my
right.
tortilla?
Right. 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 Like, that'd be cool.
But you can't.
But you can't. It's just a pot.
It is a pot.
It reminds me a little bit of what was it? The Juicero.
What? No, I don't remember that.
Which was this machine, and you would buy packets of like of juice, and you would then put the packet into the Juicero machine, press the button, and then it would create the juice for you until someone realized that you could just open the packet and drink the juice straight from the packet. The Juicero did nothing. This kind of feels like that, where everything is already in there.
Yeah. Just put it in a pan.
Just put it in a pan.
All right. Here is another gadget that we all need for 2023. The automatic pan stirrer. So this comes from our good friends over at Uncommon Goods.
Okay. Okay.
For a very low price of $34, you can have this three-pronged silicone spoon. It kind of looks like an alien hand.
Nice.
Okay. And gone are the days where you can't enjoy delicious sauces because they need to be constantly stirred and you just don't have the time.
You're so full of life and your calendar is busy.
You're just so busy. Some sauces, they say, are easily breakable.
Oh, God, just like my emotions.
Just like you.
Just big feelings.
Just like you, Bethany. And so you need to constantly stir them. And okay. so now you don't have to because you have this rechargeable stirring spoon.
Okay.
And I think I sent you the link to it. If not, I'm going to pop it into your text messages right now.
Yes, please.
To me, I don't think I need this. But maybe if you're really into Bernays or Hollandaise or all the other
A's.
Maybe you need a stirrer that does the work for you.
Okay, wait, I need to look this
up. It's like the cooking equivalent of when you get that little gadget that shakes your mouse so your company thinks you're always active on your
totally.
Computer.
Okay, wait, I feel like I've seen this before.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool because it also looks like a friend.
It does.
You could very easily draw a little happy face on this. And this thing just sort of moves around your pan for. I actually think that that is very useful.
Like a Roomba for your yeah. cooking.
Yeah. And it's not just because it's from our friend Uncommon Goods. I do think that that one is useful. I like that one.
Oh, I forgot to tell you something about the AI fridge.
What?
I mean, the AI oven.
What?
It's like a Tesla. There's no handle. So you just have to press on the door and then it comes open.
How dare you?
I know. But I think, I mean, it's very sleek looking.
But where's...
There's no knobs or anything. It's just completely flat in the front. It's got a whole panel.
Kathleen, this is where the problems start.
Yeah.
Because what happens when it's when it doesn't open, something malfunctions, there's no handle. There's nothing to turn on. There's nothing to pull on. I hate it.
No, okay. This is something that I don't have the money for, but if I were a millionaire, I'd buy it. It's called the Lomi, L-O-M-I, Smart Composter.
Okay.
Okay. So what takes weeks in your backyard if you do outdoor composting,
yeah.
you can turn into soil, rich soil that you can actually use in your kitchen in this little sort of like countertop waste paper basket looking thing.
How do it do it?
4 hours.
What? How?
4 hours. I don't know, Bethany. It's magic.
I feel like that's not the answer.
And it costs $528.
Oh my God.
But one of the things that it guarantees is 1 year of happiness. So
is Lomi real?
It's
one
real.
Of the things.
No, it's super real.
Okay.
And okay, this is the thing too. If you're like, I know I'm just going to put my regular fruit food waste, you know, things that will break down into my regular garbage. The problem with that is when organic food waste is thrown into a regular trash pile, it actually creates more gases because it can't break down properly. So you really want to start composting your food. It's like something that something small everybody should probably be doing.
Okay. So I'm on their website.
Yeah.
It's the world's first smart waste appliance. That is trademarked.
Yeah.
It makes your family a team of planet-saving superheroes.
Yeah, carbon neutral guaranteed, Bethany.
It has activated carbon filters.
Yeah.
Okay, that you have to refill those.
Yeah, but after you're done with your banana, you toss it in there and you got soil in 4 hours.
Lomi's patented technology can even handle old, gross fridge food.
Ooh.
How does it work?
Magic.
Okay. We're obsessed with turning waste into value, says Lomi. Our team of scientists and engineers have spent years developing our goal. Okay, they won't tell us how it works.
80% of your waste can go into Lomi, your fruits and vegetables, your breads and grain products, animal products, yard waste.
Well, how does it work?
Well, they're not going to just give away their company secrets on the website, Bethany.
But they should tell us something about how it's happening.
I guess.
How does Lomi work? Here we go. How do it work? Composting is like, okay, we understand. Okay, it can take weeks or months. Lomi speeds up the process of decomposition, creating the perfect environment for microorganisms to thrive while quickly breaking down waste into usable, nutrient-rich dirt. So there's three preset programs: Grow, Eco Express, and Lomi Approved. Each of those three stages of compost, waste is exposed to perfectly balanced moisture, warmth, and oxygen levels to speed up natural decomposition.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Everybody needs to get this.
That's really interesting.
The only downside is that it costs $528.
$500. And it's not one of those things where it's like it pays for itself, because it's not like...
Yeah.
You know, unless you're someone who's actively buying soil.
Yeah, I know. I know. But
it's good for the earth.
Here's something that you might have never thought about. Why does laundry detergent come in massive plastic jugs?
It's mostly water, isn't it?
Those inconvenient, awkward, heavy jugs are just filled with messy goo. And it's up to 90% water. Not to mention, 91% of those jugs do not get recycled. That's like 700 million detergent jugs in your landfills every single year.
But you can do what both Kathleen and I have done: switch to Earth Breeze. This is laundry detergent that comes in sheets. They're eco sheets. They look like little dryer sheets.
Yeah.
But they're not. They dissolve 100% in any wash cycle, either hot or cold. So you don't have to measure. There's not a messy ring of a jug outline on your shelf.
No, we all get that.
And it stains your shelf a certain color too.
I know. And I spill it, gets on the floor. It's a mess.
Don't worry about it. It comes in like a cardboard envelope.
Yeah.
You pull a sheet out, you tear it, you throw it in the wash. They're cruelty-free. They're vegan. It's just a no-brainer that you're cutting out all of this water and waste and getting the same amount of clean.
Oh, for sure. And also, honestly, sometimes my back hurts and I don't like carrying those huge jugs because I go through them quickly and it's just water anyway.
I had heard of these laundry detergent sheets before, but I wasn't sure because I'm suspicious of everything. But when I went home, my mom uses these.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, if they're good enough for my mom, they're good enough for me, because my mom's a classy lady and she likes her clothes clean.
Yes, if they're good enough for your mom, they're also good enough for me.
Totally.
And Bethany, you and I are always talking about just small things that we can change in our lives to do better for Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And this is one of them.
So now is the time to try Earth Breeze, because right now you can subscribe and save 40%.
All you have to do is go to earthbreeze.com/taste to get started.
That's earthbreeze.com/taste for 40% off.
Earthbreeze.com/taste. Another smart device that I think people will really dig for 2023 is GE's Profile Smart Opal 2.0 Nugget Ice Maker.
That's so many words for an ice maker.
I just don't have time in my life to fill up ice cube trays.
No, again, the social calendar is popping off.
So, okay, I didn't get an ice maker, a fridge with an ice maker in it, until I bought my apartment in 2021. And it is a game changer. It has improved the quality of my life exponentially, Bethany. And had I known that this such a thing as the GE Profile Smart Ice Maker existed for the cool price of $629,
God,
I would have asked for multiple gift cards over multiple holidays and then maybe purchased it.
GE Profile Opal Nugget Ice Maker.
Yeah.
So Wow, you can get it at Williams-Sonoma.
You can. It connects to the Wi-Fi.
Why?
There's an extra water reserve. It's very quiet, apparently.
How big is this thing?
It fits on your countertop. There's an ice bin. It gives you like perfect little nuggets if you like to chew on ice.
Like, what about if I like crushed ice like they used to have at Pizza Hut?
I'm sure that it does that too for $629. It freaking better do that.
It better fix your marriage if it does that.
Better do that. Is this something that you would get if you're really into ice? Like if you're really into ice, it might be worth the price tag.
I would freaking love to have this thing.
I know.
I hate to admit it. It only has a 3.6 out of 5 on Google reviews.
I'm going to go ahead and take an educated guess that your refrigerator doesn't have an ice machine built into it.
No.
Because it's not magnetized.
It's not magnetized.
So are you refilling those trays? Like how many ice trays do you have in your freezer?
Just two.
Oh my God.
But we never drink with ice because what's the point? It's too much. It's labor intensive.
I used to think that I didn't like ice.
I love ice.
Yeah.
I'm an American.
I know.
But you know, like back in the day when men used to have to take those giant like stirrups that had points on the end and grab a chunk of ice from the river and then bring it and cover it in hay.
Yes.
Like that's what it feels like to get ice out of our ice trays.
Yeah. You need some more ice trays.
But then I have to fill again.
I know.
Social calendar.
I know you have to fill
no
them
time.
Up.
There's no time.
And then it always tastes like whatever freezer food you have in there.
Completely. Some sort of weird pre-made.
Yeah.
You know, it's not real eggs.
Or God forbid that you have something in the back of your fridge that goes bad.
Oh.
And then that smell travels up the back of your fridge into your freezer if you have a stacked fridge freezer.
Yep.
And
or
then,
in our case, down.
And then your freezer tastes, like your ice tastes like, I don't know, rotten
lettuce.
Tofu. In your case.
Yeah.
Okay. See, and if you had rotten lettuce and you had the Lomi countertop smart composter, you could have dirt in 4 hours.
And if I had the bespoke whatever it was fridge, I wouldn't even have that problem in the first case because it gets rid of 99.99% of that bacteria.
Here is a Samsung product that I actually think that I'm going to buy.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. I have, first of all, I haven't had a working oven in 2 months.
What happened?
I don't know. It's broken. And then I just keep forgetting to call the appliance fixer man. My oven has been cleaned so many times. I don't even know what the brand is because the brand has been scrubbed off.
They don't have like a metal logo that they affixed to the front of it?
Bethany, there's nothing. There is nothing. It's like when you buy, a Kate Spade bag, but it's from Canal Street and and the little sticker peels off and then you don't want the brand is.
And probably for the best because it wasn't real anyway.
So I Neil and I have been only eating foods that we can make on the stove top.
Welcome to my world.
You don't have an oven either?
No, we do. I just refuse to use it.
Yes.
Again, labor intensive. What am I, an old timey man with an ice pick?
And so I used to be like, get off my lawn. Microwaves are a scam, right?
No, they're so great.
But I've been using my microwave a lot lately. I still am not totally convinced they're not a scam. But whatever. So Samsung Bespoke has an AI microwave that sits above the oven, or stovetop, like ours does, because ours is also the venting machine.
Yes, yes,
right,
same.
But it doesn't. It just makes the situation in my house worse.
Why?
Like my microwave sucks. It just takes that smoke and literally points it directly at the smoke detector. And I don't know if it's like air conditioner vents where I can change the direction of where that like
I don't think you can.
Exhaust is blowing.
No. It's just narking on you.
It is. It needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
The whole thing. My microwave, my oven. So I think that I'm going to get the Samsung Bespoke microwave because, Bethany, it has all of these built-in sensors. So it knows when your food has stopped cooking.
Oh.
There, again, no handles because
I hate that.
Handles are clunky.
No, they're not. They're great.
All you have to do is just like push on the.
What happens when the spring thing breaks and now it won't open?
The inside is ceramic, so it makes for cleaning much easier.
Okay, I like that.
It'll tell you how to cook your food. And here's the kicker, Bethany. It is half the size. So say you're going to take a microwave and you're going to cut it in half horizontally.
Yeah.
It is half the size of a regular microwave. It's like very, very, very thin.
What happens when I need to make a bowl of popcorn?
I mean, you better get a shallower bowl.
Kathleen.
I know.
Again.
I know.
You had me. And then you lost me.
No, I think, I mean, I need this. I need it in my life.
Okay, let's lead with a positive.
It gets great reviews, Bethany. 37 preset cooking options.
This is great. I love that it's ceramic on the inside.
Yeah.
God bless ceramic.
Uh-huh.
I love that it helps you cook.
Uh-huh.
Lord knows I need that.
And it has that filter so great. I can suck up the exhaust.
So helpful.
It probably is not going to point it at my smoke detector because it's smart.
Yeah, smart. So like if this was if I was giving a performance review to this microwave, I would lead with that. These are all the things that I love about you.
Uh-huh.
I feel like areas of improvement, these are teachable moments,
okay,
would be, can I get you to be a little bigger only because I love a bowl of popcorn.
Yeah.
And I have one of those silicone popcorn makers, so it gets bigger as the popcorn gets bigger.
Oh.
And because I overfill it, it gets real big. And so then it's simply not going to fit.
Okay, but does your microwave stop cooking the popcorn, stop popping the popcorn when it senses that it's burning? Because this microwave does.
It doesn't.
So you can make just popcorn in smaller batches, Bethany, and have more continually fresh, perfectly popped popcorn.
But what happens when it's like the 90s or the 80s, that one year that my mom made a Thanksgiving turkey in the microwave?
No, she didn't.
She did, and it worked.
Was the oven broken?
I don't remember. I think this was pre-children. This may have even been pre-marriage.
Interesting.
This is when my mom was loosey-goosey, freewheeling single lady slash when she was engaged to one of the other two men she was engaged to before she was engaged to my father.
Get out of here.
My mom had suitors. She had a line of suitors. They were all named Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, your mom is a Steve.
Real Steve head.
Steve head.
Yeah, real Steve head. Ooh. I hope that's okay that I shared that, Mom.
A Steve groupie.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Anyway, this new microwave would not have been big enough to cook a Thanksgiving turkey. And even though it probably would be smart enough to cook a Thanksgiving turkey in.
If you need to cook your Thanksgiving turkey in a microwave, go out to dinner.
I don't know. Maybe you're a single hot lady engaged to two different guys named Steve and you just kind of want to be alone on Thanksgiving.
That'll cost you $579. Okay. There is this, essentially it's like a souped up toaster oven.
Nice.
It's called the Tavola steam oven.
Okay.
You know what a toaster oven does, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I'm not going to go into it. Gentle listeners, if you don't know what a toaster oven is, bless your heart.
Picture an oven.
Yes.
A tiny oven.
And it goes on your countertop.
But the insides are the insides of a toaster.
Yeah.
But they're just an oven.
So anyway, this Tavola steam oven comes with its own meal kits.
What? Bethany. Its own pre-made meal kits that I can just pop in the toaster oven?
Yeah, yeah. And so it knows, like, you can program it to, you say, okay, today I'm making, like, butternut squash ravioli and farro or what, I don't know, whatever you eat, broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccolini.
Yeah.
And it knows how to cook it, and you don't even need to set it.
You know what I would name this? Steve, because I'd want to marry it.
Okay, Bethany.
That's amazing. Does it come in different colors?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But, you know, like appliances really, I mean, all of these appliances, every company that's not Samsung needs to take a page from Samsung's book.
Yeah, make me some things I can pop over the top of it and make it like, you know, a deep blue.
Fun colors.
Fun colors.
I mean, famously, I've been obsessed with coffee makers and fun colors for years now. And, you know, some people on Etsy will go as far as to buy a high-end coffee maker, paint it, hand paint it, and then sell it.
Everyone in my family except me has a Mocha Master.
Oh, I know. They're supposed to be really good.
They're great. And everyone has a different color. My sister has a pink one.
Mocha Master comes in pink?
Pink.
How did I not know about
this? My mom has a black one. Dennis has a red one.
Who would want a black one?
My mother.
A red one?
Dennis, he loves red. It's the Italian in him.
Yeah, you're right. It is the Italian in him.
He loves the red.
He is. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bethany, we've talked about this one before. The Revolution Smart Toaster.
The Revolution Smart Toaster. There is a tiny man wearing a bandana with his fist in the air, leading a group of other tiny people forward towards a different future of toast.
$200. It is the first ever toaster with a touch screen.
Yeah, revolution!
I can't.
He's waving a giant flag back and forth.
Do you hear the bagels come when the English muffins are done?
We're all sobbing for this revolution.
And the Killer Dave's bread will be never burned again.
sobbing. Finally, someone brave enough to start this revolution.
Do you hear the breakfast bells when the toast is just perfectly done? Toast Valjean.
I'm sobbing. It's so moving.
Okay, in the simple human trash can, you don't need to open that trash can with your foot anymore. You just wave your hand over and it opens.
All right. I got a bone to pick with Simple Human.
I do too. I got the rose gold one and the color really didn't stick very well onto it.
I just took my glasses off because this is about to get serious.
It's very serious.
And now I'm putting them back on because that's what actors do when they do scenes that are serious. They take off and put back on their glasses a lot.
Uh-huh. Helps you think better.
Yeah. Simply Human. Mm-hmm. Why are you so expensive?
Very expensive.
Why are you so expensive?
I know.
You got simple things. Simple. It's in your name. Why is this so expensive?
Your price is not so simple.
It's a high price for a simple thing.
I bought myself the rose gold one.
Beautiful.
And the color has not held up at all.
What is it now?
It's chipped rose gold. Oh. And I'm like thinking about doing a DIY where I paint it. But then God forbid, Bethany, Simple Human ever want to advertise on this podcast.
I know.
We would have to delete this section of the episode.
You know what? And we will. Because as we said a couple episodes ago, one day we will sell out big time.
You and I each have Simple Human trash cans.
We do.
I love the functionality of it. I just don't love the color-coded shell that peeled off.
Okay. Just gentle listener, if you're like, how expensive can Simple Human be? If you want a rectangular stainless steel trash can from Simple Human. It's got two different sides. You know, you put recycling on one side, you put trash in the
other. Yeah, you have the extra big one.
$200.
Yeah, I know. I know. Stylish trash cans are surprisingly expensive. I look them up all the time on the internet.
It's just a thing that you put your crap in. It's like when Anthropologie was selling quote unquote Brooklyn trash cans, the kind of trash cans that Oscar the Grouch sat in, you know, that you can get at Home Depot, and they were selling it for like $200.
Get out of here.
You put your crap in it.
Bethany, last but not least, the smart home device that we all need in 2023 is the Arrow Garden Harvest Indoor Garden.
Okay, you sent me this link.
Okay.
I'm going to look this up.
It basically is an LED light system with all these LED lights over this flower box looking thing, so you can grow herbs all year round in your kitchen, fresh herbs as you're cooking, but you don't have to stir your sauce, but you just get the fresh herbs and you cut them and put them in the sauce that your smart spoon is already stirring for you.
No soil.
Yeah, you don't. I know. So where are we going to put the soil from the loamy smart compactor, nope, that composter thing.
Yeah, we have all the soil now. We paid $500, $600 for. Okay, so this is what the website says. No soil, no sunlight, because there's like a light that hovers over it.
Yeah, an LED light system.
No mess, no pests, space saving, energy saving, grow all year long. Yeah. So it looks like
a perfect situation for $90.
It's like a tabletop bin.
Yeah.
I guess. Like a
Little flower box.
Like a little flower box. And then it has three buttons on the outside. And then it has like a stick that steps up from the back of it that has a light over it.
Yeah.
And then you just put your plants in it.
Yeah.
And you don't need soil.
And your plants can grow up to 12 inches tall.
It comes in black, white, gray, or sage.
Oh, see, I would get the sage.
Which is very pretty.
Yeah, which one would you get?
I would get the sage as well, just because I can, you
know? Yeah, and like also herbs are green. There's like a whole theme there going.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This seems good. This seems good if you cook a lot and you have a small space.
Yeah.
If you live in New York and you cook a lot.
Mm-hmm. I bet you could mount it to the wall, too. That'd be pretty cool.
Sure you could.
Oh, I forgot one more, Bethany.
What?
The Bev Cocktail Maker Machine, $299. You just hook up all of your liquors to it. You tell that machine it's by Black & Decker. You say, hey, Black & Decker, I want an old-fashioned, and it makes it for you.
What? How does it know?
2023. Possibilities are endless.
Kathleen, this is our new segment, Pop Culture Coffee Break. As we record this, which is a little bit early, I have two things I want to talk about.
Okay, please do.
Feel free to bring up anything else you want to talk about. But
thank you for giving me freedom on my own podcast.
You're welcome.
I'm such an a-hole.
No, I'm such an a-hole. Oh, man.
Gentle listeners, speaking of coffee, I was complaining before that my thermos was keeping my coffee too hot. Because I want it more drinkable.
It's working too well. Ugh. Can we talk about Jeremy Renner really quickly? Did you hear what happened to him?
Yeah, I saw that his name was in the headlines, but I can't remember why.
He seems to have gotten run over by his own plow. In a don't laugh. You're an asshole.
Okay, okay.
It was dangerous.
I'm sorry.
The information we have right now, yeah. We are recording this a bit early, is that it seems to have run over his leg, which is where your femoral artery is.
He pulled a Jay Leno.
So they had to airlift him because he was in like the Tahoe area.
Oh, yeah.
Mountains, lots of snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hard to get to
because
of snow. So he had to be airlifted. He's in stable condition, but like critical.
Does he still have a leg?
As of press time, yes.
Oh, my God.
But scary. Anyway, be careful with your snow plows.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, it was a snow plow.
What'd you think it was?
I literally thought he was tilling the field or something.
No, not like a plow. He didn't have an underfed oxen.
That's what
pulling.
I thought.
No, like a snow plow.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy.
Yeah. So anyway, everyone, we're really pulling for Jeremy Renner.
There's nothing I love more than a story about a freak accident. I don't know why. I love freak accidents.
As long as everything comes out okay.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't happen to me. I'm sorry. Meaner, more successful. Sorry.
Okay, here's the other thing I want to talk about, which is super interesting.
Yeah.
There is a video on TikTok that has been going viral. The user's name is Christopher. It's C-P-I-K-O Art.
Okay.
This is a discussion about horror movies. You know I love horror.
Yeah.
Christopher has Marfan syndrome. Do you know what Marfan syndrome is?
Oh, isn't that the same thing that that famous swimmer has?
Probably.
Oh, who's the most decorated male swimmer in the
Michael Phelps?
Yes, Michael Phelps has Marfan syndrome.
I didn't know that.
And it gives him very long phalanges,
yes,
very long fingers,
yep,
an elongated neck. It kind of makes you a great swimmer. Now, some people who have Marfan syndrome have shorter torsos but very longer legs.
Yes.
So a lot of supermodels with really long legs have Marfan syndrome.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, Marfan syndrome is a disorder that affects the connective tissue of your body. So yeah, it makes your arms super long, your legs, you tend to have a very thin frame.
Yeah.
But it also comes with a lot of health effects. Like it can affect your heart,
yeah,
your vision, your blood vessels, your bones. Like it can have a ton of side effects.
Yeah.
And there are actors who have Marfan syndrome who are kind of niche performers in the horror movie scary people world.
Interesting.
And some of those villains are like in the movie, I think the movie Mama.
Okay.
Or Mother.
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 I haven't seen that yet.
Mother. The Slender Man movie.
I was just going to ask, is someone, okay, Slender Man,
yep,
yeah.
There's an actor named Javier Botet,
okay,
who has Marfan syndrome and has played Slender Man. He played, I believe, Mother. The Justin Long movie Barbarian, the woman,
yeah,
is played by somebody who I think has Marfan syndrome or is just very thin. So anyway.
Good movie.
So the moral of the story is that there is a TikTok user named Christopher who has Marfan syndrome, and he posted, like, we need to stop having horror filmmakers look to people with Marfan syndrome and say, that's a scary kind of person, which is really interesting and raised some questions.
Yeah.
Because you can argue, first of all, I take him 100% seriously,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
this is his perspective.
Yeah.
He knows what he's talking about. I've never been victimized for having Marfan syndrome because I don't have it.
I mean, as the short, fat friend in my group, I also take offense when it's the short, fat sidekick who is never the star of the movie.
Right. So it's interesting to, it raises the question of, like, are filmmakers looking at people with Marfan syndrome and saying, you are scary,
yeah,
I am going to make my character look like you? Or are people of all types, like, who don't look quote-unquote perfect,
yeah,
in some way villainized in movies. Because I feel like there have also been movies where, like, overweight person is the scary person.
Yeah.
Or it's someone who looks like an alien who is the bad person, right?
Or somebody who is a little person.
Yep.
Typically not the lead in a movie and offers some sort of comedic, you know, something to the film.
Totally. So it's interesting. So I think that Christopher is 100% right.
Yeah.
Like, I think there are definitely people who are inspired by someone who doesn't look normal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I'm going to make that monstrous.
Mm.
I also think it means that we need to look at where we are drawing our inspiration.
Oh.
Like, if you are drawing your inspiration from the idea that people have a typical level of proportions, how scary would it be if we took a spirit and, like, stretched it super far?
Yeah.
And now we're trying to find an actor who can fill that role.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it happens to be someone who has Marfan syndrome. Like, which comes first? Is it we created this character and now we're finding an actor who has the right physical proportions to play that? Or are we taking subconsciously creepy inspiration from just someone's body?
Gotcha.
Like, we have to be more cognizant of where we come up with our ideas, I think, is where this lands for
that,
me.
Yeah, no, it is really sort of like a chicken or the egg type thing.
Yep.
And also, you kind of fall into this snowball effect where if someone has a television show about misfits, do you actively go looking for people who fit into those misfit body types?
Yeah.
Or do you totally just ignore those misfits and then get regular people to look like misfits, but then jobs that would actually be good for misfits are then being given to people like in normal, you know, quote unquote
normal bodies. Yep.
Where does it start or end?
So the original article I read about Christopher was on boardpanda.com, and they raised the issue too of a lot of times if we're talking about disabilities, actors who have specific disabilities, they are usually cast in a role because their disability is part of the plot.
I see.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So like the movie A Quiet Place, which is awesome.
Yeah.
The girl in it is deaf.
Yes.
And it's awesome because they're all signing and we get to see that. And it's a very like slice of life, normalizing a family that uses sign language.
Uh-huh.
It's also key to the plot that she's deaf.
Mm.
And, but then if you don't do that, where it's just like, this character is deaf, you don't want it to also feel like over pandering, where it's like, one thing my sister pointed out to me once, there's this commercial she hates so much. It's like, I don't even remember what it's for, but it's just a guy. It's like a dad. He's going through his daily life and it's like shoulder up shots of his dad, like doing stuff. And at the end, dad's in a wheelchair.
Oh.
And it has nothing to do with him being in a wheelchair, but it's like a fuck you. You didn't think a man who's successful could be in a wheelchair, did you? It's like a real kind of shove it down your throat.
Yeah, yeah,
so
I get
like
that.
So it's like you want to find the balance of these things, but you also want to make sure that you're representing the world the way it is.
Or like also sort of in the same vein, when you cast a bigger woman in a role, almost always, at some point, it's pointed out whether she says it herself, like, well, I'm a big mama, or you know, somebody points out that her size is bigger.
Yes. Yep.
And it usually is a part of the plot line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she goes through a transformation or something. I will tell you a show that deals with diversity very well without making it a part of the plot line is the Sex Lives of College Girls.
Okay.
Because I feel like Mindy Kaling is kind of on top of this type of thing.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. And there is a character in a wheelchair who lives in the dorms on that show. And I don't think it's ever like exclusively made part of her personality.
It's not like,
it's
like someone pointed out once that, and again, this is getting better, but if there's a gay, if there's a movie about a gay character, why is it always about that character coming out? You know? And this was years ago. So there are now gay people can just be on shows and it doesn't have to be about them coming out. But this was like a thing for a very long time.
Well,
we have an LGBTQ plus character on here. It's about them coming out.
It's about their struggles.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
totally.
Like, why can't it be about their struggles not being good enough for the soccer team?
Or their struggles just like the world is hard.
Yeah. Instead of like their struggles as it relates to being a queer person.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know anything.
I mean,
but I think it's a really interesting conversation to have because
I get it.
I had always viewed these actors with Marfan syndrome is like, that's so cool that you're able to inhabit this character that was created.
And you get to like dominate the genre right. and own it.
But it never occurred to me that like this guy Christopher was saying when he watches these movies, the movie that made him realize it was Wreck, which is a movie I freaking love, R-E-C.
Okay.
I think it was originally Spanish language, then they remade it in America. They're both about this news reporter who goes on like a slice of life, you know, human interest story for her local news show. And she follows a couple of firefighters.
Yeah.
And during the night, they get called in to this apartment building where there's some sort of disturbance. And then everyone gets locked in the apartment building because something is happening and they're not allowed to leave.
Spooky monsters?
It's so spooky monsters movie. But Christopher realized the person playing the spooky monster looked just like him. And so many people who saw the movie were like, that guy looks like you. And it made him question, again, chicken or the egg, which came first. So it was just, it was really interesting to see that perspective because it's one that I had never thought of before.
Well, thank you for bringing that to the table because I have also never thought about that before either.
So thank you. So full transparency in this new format. This is now segment 5, gentle listener.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to spend segment 5 circling back to one of the 3 things that each of us said at the beginning. So Kathleen, this week we're going to talk about your passport.
I know.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm traveling to Mexico in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Bethany, we'll have to record early because I'm going to Mexico.
I saw it on my calendar. Okay. I know it's going on.
And
by the way, thank you for giving me those dates well ahead of time so I was able to put it in my calendar.
But I haven't seen my passport since 2021.
Okay.
And there's one more bin that I have to go through of stuff that I just papers, whatever, I tossed into this bin when we were moving. One more bin. And after that, I have lost all hope.
Okay, so
I'll have to buy a ticket, a refundable ticket, somewhere overseas. And then I have to go stand in line in New York City at the emergency passport office.
Wait, you have to buy a refundable ticket overseas.
Like,
what does that
mean? Okay, so if I can't find my passport, I then have to buy a ticket to some place I'm not going, you know, so I can go ahead of time and stand in line at the emergency passport office in New York City.
Because you've had your ticket to Mexico for long enough that they think you probably should have had a passport
by
now. Or
they won't help people unless you're traveling like within a day or two.
Okay. Can you travel without a passport?
No, I cannot go to Mexico without a passport.
Like there's nothing else you can provide.
No, there's nothing else. You cannot go. You cannot leave the country. Bethany, traveled a lot
lately. Can you travel? But I'm like, you know, travel without, is there like other document, you know, sometimes it's like give three forms.
I don't know if United will take my PSE&G bill as one of my verified forms of identification.
Because everything is like emergency travel without a passport.
Yeah.
No, you have to have, oh no.
I know. But can I give people who need passports a tip?
Yeah.
You don't need to go get your picture taken at UPS or wherever, you know.
No.
You can do it at home yourself, print it out yourself, and you can edit your photo to look gorgeous.
So in front of like a white background.
Yeah, you can do it yourself at home and just make sure that it you cut it to the specifications of whatever the passport specifications are.
Don't over-edit it.
No, don't.
Or they'll be like, you don't look like yourself.
I know.
But you can also do what I did, which is two strips of false eyelashes to really make your eyelashes pop, because my passport photo is maybe the best photo I've ever taken.
I mean, you can just take it at home at your phone, print it out at CVS, just stand in front of a white wall. You can do it.
You can also do it at those photo booths at the mall.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody's like, oh, my passport photo is awful. It doesn't have to be awful.
You have to advocate for yourself.
Yes, you do. Show up to your local AAA with a ring light or something.
So what are you, okay, where's the last place you remember seeing your passport?
I remember at some point in the year 2020.
Yeah, the year of our Lord.
The year of our Lord. I couldn't find my driver's license and I needed ID. And so I took it with me somewhere.
Okay.
And I was carrying it around in my purse for a while.
Yeah.
And this is what I remember happening. I was in the car one day going through my purse and I said, oh, here's my passport. I don't need this.
Okay.
And then I thought I hid it somewhere in my car.
Okay.
But I've pulled the car apart. I cannot find it in my car.
So the last thing you really remember is taking it out of your purse.
And hiding it.
And hiding it.
In my car.
Like a squirrel.
Yeah, because, you know, if you have something valuable that you have to leave in the car, mm-hmm. should your car get broken into, don't mm-hmm. you usually, like, put it underneath the floor mat or something?
No, but only because I haven't thought of that. I will be doing that henceforth.
Yeah, I always, if there's something really invaluable,
yeah.
I hide it in the car. Just like in a hotel room, I don't put my stuff in a safe.
No,
I
no.
hide it in the room because the janitor has the code to the safe. Once I called yeah. down to the front desk and I was like, oh, I forgot my code. And they were like, okay, just hit 00000. I shit you not.
Okay, one thing too I saw on WikiHow is if you have money you need to hide, I don't know, for some reason.
Yeah.
Take your ironing board, take the legs, pull the plastic cap off of the end of one of the legs, roll up your money, shove it in the end. But don't forget it's there because you will never have a reason to open that ever again.
Yeah.
Unless you know you have money in there.
Oh, you need to set like multiple calendar like updates.
Yeah.
Check the money in the ironing board.
Sure, the ironing board money is there.
Because it's really easy to just trash an ironing board. They don't last forever.
I know. No one else is walking around looking inside the legs of ironing boards either. So, okay. So it's. So it's in your car.
I've looked. It's not there.
And you've pulled out everything. You've looked under the seats. You've looked under the mats.
I've checked all my purses. I think I'm going to have to go to the emergency passport office because I'm an idiot. I've had this plane ticket for 2 months.
Is there, where do you, when you are like, I'm going to hide something in my car, what's your go-to place to hide it?
Underneath the floor mats.
And you've looked under the floor mats.
Everywhere.
And it's not possible that it could have fallen out of your car one time when you were like getting out of your car.
Literally, Bethany, anything is possible. And I tried to find a photocopy of my passport somewhere because I was like, what if someone's traveling the world and pretending to be me?
Yeah, it's pretending to be a fabulous world famous jet setter, Kathleen Heaney.
I was hoping that maybe there's a website where I could type in my passport number and see everywhere I've traveled.
Like, yeah.
Does that website exist?
Does it?
It should.
Like when people used to follow George, remember you would follow dollar bills to like, you type in the dollar bill number. And see where it had been.
Yeah, that's right.
Where's George or whatever?
Yeah. There should be one of those for passports.
Wow.
But if somebody else has your passport number, then they can essentially stalk you.
Yeah, they can.
So maybe that's a breach of security.
So where do you think you'll buy an emergency plane ticket for?
I was thinking someplace cheap.
What's cheap?
Cheaper than Europe, maybe Canada.
Where is a place that people don't want to go? Do you think those plane tickets would be cheaper?
Oh, okay. Let me type this into the Googs. Cheapest international ticket.
Yep. We're doing this research right now.
Mm-hmm, right now. Cheapest international plane ticket. What airline is the cheapest to fly?
North Korea.
Internationally. EasyJet. Where does EasyJet fly? Where does EasyJet fly?
Because no one wants to go to North Korea. No offense to North Korea.
Mm-mm.
It's not you. It's your leader.
EasyJet flies to Salzburg, Dubrovnik, Copenhagen, Prague, France.
How expensive are those?
That is a good question. I'm going to guess that maybe Ireland, someplace that's dark and close, like Ireland, England, this time of year will be the cheapest.
Probably. Cheapest international flights. Just Fly, which is a sponsored post.
I literally just said Just Fly, Bethany.
Oh, I wasn't listening completely because I was thinking about going to North Korea. $49.
To where?
Well, it's probably going to end up being just as expensive because it's probably like $49 plus the cost of your flight.
Or the cost of your bag, but I'm not bringing a bag.
That's also, by the way, going to, if you actually took that flight, make them real suspicious of you.
Okay, so I can go to Ireland for $426.
That's too expensive for this.
I know. I can go, where's this? I can go to Norway for $417.
Still too expensive for this. I'm looking for $100 or less because this is simply to get you your thing. So let's say you want to go from Newark to Kabul, Afghanistan.
Kabul. That's going to be expensive. It's a long flight. They got to feed you a couple times.
Really?
Yeah. I can go to Aruba for $338.
Still so expensive.
But I kind of want to go to Aruba
but
now.
But you're not actually going to go.
Oh, I can go to
Bogota.
I can go to Bogota for $322.
Too expensive.
But it's less than $400.
Kathleen, that's still more than $100. All right, let's see. Just Fly can't take me to Afghanistan.
I can go to Guatemala City for $337.
Kathleen, I want the cheap. Where?
I can go to Toronto for $207.
It's probably going to be Canada.
Do you need a passport to go to Canada?
Shoot.
I don't think you do.
Do you need a passport to go to Mexico?
Yes.
It's connected. We're of the same continent.
Bethany, you need it. You and I have been to Mexico together before. We needed passports.
We are all siblings of the same continent.
And then pretty soon, there's going to be states that we can't travel to without our passport because New York and New Jersey don't have that like pre-approved license thing. Basically, New York's driver's license is paper.
It is.
What about Detroit? That feels like a different country to me.
Less than.
Phoenix.
Not international.
You're right.
All right. Let's see.
Houston. That's kind of international.
Flights. I need international. Okay. You know what? I don't think we're going to learn this.
No, I have screwed myself over big time. And if I don't show up to podcast next week, just come and meet me at the passport office. That is where I will be.
Okay.
Yeah. Bring a 7-Eleven pizza, please.
I said the cheapest international flight, and they said Fort Lauderdale.
Again, you. Feels like a different world.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week, my friend?
Okay, speaking of going international,
yeah,
there was a scientist in Norway.
No way!
That was like, how do reindeer see when it's so dark in the winter when the sun doesn't come out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, don't come out for a long time.
So these scientists harvested all of these reindeer eyeballs. I'm pretty sure the reindeer were dead.
I hope so.
Or maybe like on their way out.
Come on.
And they just sped up the process.
Jesus.
To get their eyeballs. Anyway, reindeer can change the color of their eyes. So they have different color eyes in the winter and the summer. Because in the winter, they have these special mirrors that they're like this mechanism where they can see more UV light because there's less sunshine.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
That's so cool.
Yeah. Reindeer can change the color of their eyes based on the season. Bethany, what did you learn this week?
Okay, I learned this is an overall lesson if you are someone who loves to travel.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you want a life where you get to travel whenever possible, do not move far away from your family if you love your family.
Okay, why?
Because anytime you are able to travel, you will want to travel home to see them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this hit me when I was home for Christmas because my family's in the Midwest. I'm on the East Coast. And thank goodness I don't have a wanderlust because—
You used to have a wanderlust.
I used to, but I just don't really need to anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, I've settled down in my old age.
Yes.
I just kind of like to be home.
You did a solo trip to Norway.
Yep.
You met a hot guy. Did you have sex when you were in Norway?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You're saucy.
Oh, I had many international people. But if you love your family and you love to travel and you have a choice of where you're going to live, like work isn't making you move, live close to home because that way you can soak up your family more often and then you can use your vacation time to travel.
Soaking up your family is a really nice way of saying not wasting a trip to see them.
See, for me, it's not wasting. But if you are like, I love my family. Yeah, it might be like, oh, I wish I was in Vancouver right now.
But Prague,
you know, whatever.
Or Dubrovnik.
Right. Or Kabul?
Kabul.
Kabul, Afghanistan. So anyway, that's like a pro tip.
Oh, man, I wish my family lived in Marrakesh.
Stop. Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
At Kathleen Loves Color and Everything. How about you, Bethany?
I am Ms. Bethany Watson on Instagram, Radio Bethany on Twitter. You can also find our podcast on social media. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast.
Yeah, we are everywhere. We have a Facebook group. We have an Instagram. We have a snail mail, and that is hello@acquiredtastepodcast.com.
That's our email.
Yes, our email.
Our snail mail is...
I got mixed up.
That's okay. An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
And thank you to everybody who sent us holiday cards.
Yes.
Your kids are so cute.
Your dogs.
But your pets are cuter.
They're cuter. you can also join our Patreon. We have so much fun. We do. Mm-hmm. There's different tiers for whatever you're into. There's a book club. There are live shows. All this good stuff. Patreon.com/acquiredtaste.
Leave us a voicemail. Send us a text message. Our phone number is 917-994-0353.
This show is edited by Dennis Callow. You can follow him on social media at Dennis, CAHLO.
Okay, first one of the year, Bethany.
Taste buds. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
And taste buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Amanda from Jersey. I just had to call and say I was listening to the episode where you guys were talking about how criminals get their drugs about. One thing that I honestly feel like, why have they not done this, is just like get like a kid's gift bag and just pretend you're giving like a birthday present to the kid. It's probably like a terrible idea and, you know, don't want to involve kids, but I just feel like that would be a really foolproof method, even like there's no kid, but whatever. Another thing is, love Liquid IV. I'm obsessed with it. You guys got me into it. However, I did see something on TikTok one day that said if you freeze ice cubes using your Liquid IV and then you drink mixed drinks with your Liquid IV ice cubes, bam, no hangover. Not sure if that's actually true or just a theory, but hopefully I'll try it out. Love you, ladies.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. This is Taste Bud Hannah. I was listening to the podcast where Kathleen said that she blows into cups at other people's houses, and I legit do the exact same thing. I have that phobia too. You are not alone, girl. So I do it, and sometimes I shamelessly do it, like, in front of people. So, but you are not alone, and I just had to tell you. Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. This is Renee from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I am probably old enough to be your mother. I don't know. I enjoy listening to you. I'm 55, but I will have to tell you, I was listening to the last episode, and you said about when the other person that you're living with is sick in the household or that you're in the bedroom with. Generally, I've always been under the belief, and most of the people I know, the person that is sick gets the bedroom, the other person gets the guest room or the couch. Usually you want to make the person that is sick the most comfortable because they're already feeling like crap. And if anything, lock them in the bedroom. Not lock them in, literally, but so that they're not spreading germs throughout the house. So, sorry, no, you should have been the one to go to the guest room, not him.
Hi. Hi there. This is Kate from Minnesota, and I'm calling about a close call that I had. You ladies had talked in your podcast about close calls that people have had, and this is my close call. So it was 2007 when the Minnesota 35W bridge collapsed. I drove over that bridge about 5 minutes, probably less than 5 minutes before it collapsed. It was a Wednesday in August, and it was just before 6 p.m. I'd made plans that day with a friend to do happy hour after work. So instead of staying at work to exercise like I usually would have, I left my work building earlier than usual and drove to the bar where we were getting drinks. So I drove over the 35W bridge, and a few minutes later, I parked my car and walked into the bar. My friend was there already, and she was seated at the bar, and I went to sit down next to her, and the TVs above the bar started showing a news report about this bridge collapsing. And I was kind of like in doubt a little bit at first, and then it hit me. I'm thankful to not have been on that bridge, but holy cow, that was a close call. And I love you ladies, so I hope you're having a great new year. Thank you. Bye-bye.